Do you know, whenever you look up at the sky, you actually hear God speak. And you see his goodness in creation. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim, speak the works of his hands, and the works of God's hands are good." Good. We're going to look in Genesis chapter 1, the opening chapter of the entire Bible, at three ways that God speaks, how he speaks his goodness in creation, in and within himself, and to the pinnacle of his creation, meaning mankind, Adam and Eve, and to us. If you have your Bible, this one's easy to find. If you want to open up with me and read along, I'm reading Genesis chapter 1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, 'Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water.' So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, 'Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear.' And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, 'Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds.' And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, 'Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth.' And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, 'Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky.' So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth.' And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, 'Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind.' And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.' So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.' Then God said, 'I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food, and it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So this new year, I'm memorizing the Bible in the original languages, beginning with Genesis 1:1. Thank you. Bereshith bara Elohim et hashamayim ve et haeretz. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yeah, that's probably about as far as I'll get. But it's a good start. It's a good start. First, God speaks things, meaning creatures, meaning life, meaning everything in the universe, into being. He speaks it into being. We know this because of his word, what I just read there in the first chapter of Genesis. We know this by faith, by faith. And in Genesis 1:1, that word bara in Hebrew, which means create, is distinct, is unique. It is only used with God. The word bara does not appear with a person. A person cannot actually bara anything, meaning we can't create something out of nothing as God did, and as, well, in a sense, God does by sustaining all things. We can make a house out of wood, but can any of us make wood? We cannot do it. God already did it. But we can make a house from things that God has already created. And in Psalm 33, as Thomas read earlier, I just want to highlight a few of these verses again. Psalm 33, verse 6. It's not only Genesis 1 that talks about God speaking things into being. We find it throughout Scripture. Psalm 33, verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth." I like that. Verse 8, "Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the people of the world revere him, for he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm and was established by his word." And in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11, the great chapter about faith, Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." Again, only God, bara, creates from what we don't see, from what's not even there, into existence, into being. Now, back in Genesis 1, there are a few things we read before God actually speaks and begins to create, as we see and understand it here. And that is, before God spoke, verse 2, the earth, was formless and empty or void. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. There's a little Hebrew here that my wife Betsy knows, and that is when it says the earth was formless and void, tohu wabohu. It's like a little poem. That's Hebrew for formless and void. The earth was tohu wabohu. There was no shape to it. It was empty, formless, nothing there. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. When I think, and probably most of us, when we think about before creation, before the universe existed, before there was light, we imagine, we picture empty darkness. That's what I come up with. Yes, philosophically, we could say, well, isn't that something? Isn't emptiness and darkness? Well, we could go on forever and philosophizing about that. But there is something else mentioned here, and that is the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, was hovering over the waters. Now, here's another thing to be interesting to look at. How can there be waters yet if God hasn't begun creation? Well, if you want to understand everything before creation and in creation, again, as I heard somebody say earlier, good luck. It's beyond us, but we have what God has revealed to us and what he wants us to know. And maybe he wants us to stay up at night sometime and say, well, Lord, how were there waters? We can spend some time with God on that. We come to then to the first thing that God says that he has revealed to us. You know, I'm sure he was speaking in time before there was time, as it were. But here's what we have in Genesis 1:3. The first thing God says in Hebrew, Yehi, which means be, or become, exist, occur, come to pass, happen, arise, appear, be established. Yehi, let there be. And then the next word in Hebrew is or, like we picture O-A-R or simply O-R, how we pronounce it, or. Just going to give you one word for this one, and that is light. Yehi, or let there be, God said, light. And there was light. And then vehi, it became, existed, occurred, came to pass, happened, arose, appeared, was established. He said, or let there be light, and there's light. There it is. And then as we read here, the first thing God saw, now, again, God wasn't blind before this. In Psalm 139, it says, darkness is as light to God. His night vision, his dark vision is better than any nocturnal creature he created. Cats, owls, God can see everything clearly, even in the dark. But after he created light by saying, Yehi or, yep, let there be light, what did God see? The word is tov. Hebrew, T-O-V, tav, which means good. Yeah, tav. You might have heard mazel tav, that expression. Mazel, fortune, luck, or it's often used mazel tav, like congratulations or good luck, good fortune, blessing to you. Tav. He saw that the light was good. Now, the light in and of itself, pure, good, radiant, glorious, created by God, light, is tav. It's also good for the purpose that he knew he was making it to be, meaning what was coming next. It's not just light to be light in and of itself, but light affects everything, especially for us. Interesting to note that God creates light before he creates the sun. Think about that. We could spend all night thinking about that. Lord, how could there be light without the sun? That is the only way we can see light, is because of the sun. Well, now we got electricity, but again, it still comes from the sun, ultimately. That doesn't come, meaning the sun, the moon, the stars, until day four. Day one, light, two more days, and then day four, and then the sun, the moon, the stars. Genesis 1, verse 14, day four, it says, God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs, the sun, the moon, the stars, signs, to mark sacred times and days and years. We just celebrated less than a week ago the new year, which really means we here riding this planet we call Earth just traveled one more time, right, around the sun. The revolution of the Earth, one year, the sun and the Earth, they mark that time. Now, in one sense, we could say, so in other words, we're right back to where we began a year ago. We're like, what's new? We just went one more circle. That's all it really is. But the sun marks the time, the moon, the month, you know, roughly 2 weeks from new moon, which means we see no moon, to full moon, and then another two till it fades back to nothing, in a sense, in what we see. That marks generally a month. The day, why do we have the day as we know it? Not the revolution, but now it's simply the rotation. Oh, the sun's coming up, and the sun's going down, 24 hours, marks the day. Back to that thought of having light without the sun or moon. You know, that was beginning of creation, Genesis 1. Going to go to the near the very end of the Bible, Revelation, chapter 21, verse 23. We're talking about the new heavens, the new earth, the new creation, and the new, as it is here, Jerusalem, meaning the new city of God in the new creation. Revelation 21, verse 22, I'll start. It says, I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Verse 23, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, For the glory of God gives it light. And the Lamb is its lamp. Wow. Go into chapter 22, the last chapter of the Bible, verse 5, says, there will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. That's something to think about, too. No sun, but a greater, purer, more radiant light than we've ever known or seen, because it is simply God giving us his light. But we could go through the rest of the days, God speaks, and things become and are. But I'm going to go to the middle of the sixth day. Better get back in the opening chapter here, Genesis 1. The middle of the sixth day. Going to verse 26. Then God said, let us. He is speaking with others, it sounds like. He is really speaking with or within himself when he says, let us. In the very first verse and throughout this chapter, in the beginning, God, Bereshit bara, Elohim is the word for God. Elohim in Hebrew is a plural noun. One God, but we have a plural word that means God because, again, he is beyond us. He is the plural singularity or the singular plurality. The being of all beings is God. So even that alone, he deserves a plural noun even though he's one God. But we also know God as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The three in one. Beyond us, if we could fully grasp and understand God and explain him perfectly, he wouldn't be God. He is Elohim, and now he speaks in verse 26, within himself, the divine counsel of Father, Son, and Spirit, and says, let us make mankind in our image. You know, the first person of the Trinity that we actually read about as a person of the Trinity is the Spirit. In verse 2, we have Elohim in verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The Holy Spirit is there. What about the Son of God? Do we read about him in Genesis chapter 1? He's everywhere. It's like, where? I didn't hear him, see him exactly. Well, going to go from Genesis 1 to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, and there is an intentional, deliberate echo of Genesis 1:1 in John 1:1. Here's John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, the Word, was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's John 1, 1 through 5. Jump to verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, is the story of Christmas. The eternal Son of God, who 2,000 years ago, about, took on human flesh and was born a baby in Bethlehem. That's John 1, 14. That's the Son of God, who is eternal and through whom everything was made. Back in creation, and who is, again, part of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, triune God. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, the Son of God is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him, that is the Son, and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So Jesus is everywhere in Genesis chapter 1. Third, God speaks everything into being. God speaks with himself, let us make human beings, mankind, in our image. And then third, that we look at today, God speaks to his image bearers, mankind. We know them in chapter 2 or 3 as Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. And as they are all of humanity at that moment of creation on day 6, they represent all of humankind, meaning you and me. God speaks to you and me when he speaks to Adam and Eve on the 6th day of creation. Genesis 1 verse 28, right after it says God created mankind in his image, in the image of Elohim, he created them, male and female, he created them. Verse 28, God blessed them. This is Adam and Eve, male and female, the first ones. God blessed them. And we don't hear what he said there. It just says he blessed them. What did that look like? What did that sound like? They're being blessed. I think of the blessing that we often close the service with from Numbers chapter 6. But think of this. Instead of me saying, the Lord bless you and keep you, think of Elohim, God, directly speaking to you and saying, I bless you. And I keep you. I make my face shine on you, and I am gracious and will be gracious to you. I look upon you. I look upon you with favor, and I give you my peace. And that's what they experienced on that day. And then still in verse 28, God blessed them, Adam and Eve, and said to them, and here we hear what he said, be fruitful and increase in number. I mean, it's not just going to be you two. There's going to be, well, how many now today? How many billion? Yeah. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. You are my image bearers. You are distinct and separate from all the rest of creation. You are over it. You are representing God. You are representing me, this is what the Lord is saying, over all the rest of my creation. He goes on, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. You are, in a sense, my sub-creators now. You are my stewards. You are my representatives. You bear my image to represent to the rest of creation. Be as I have created you to be in my image. Wow. And then verse 29, he basically says, I give you all the plants, the trees. This is before sin. So I'm thinking there were no poisonous plants at this moment because he says, I give you all the seed-bearing plants and trees, the fruit of the trees to eat for food. All of them. Yes, next chapter we'll get that one command except for that one tree. That's coming. And then verse 29, then he explains, I give all also for food to all the land animals, creatures that move along the earth, all the food you need. Then we come to the last verse of this opening chapter, and we get the first adverb, little grammar here, the first adverb in the Bible that when I was reading through and paused, a bunch of us missed, right? Good, 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 good. Very is an adverb. Before we get the adverb, though, the NIV, the New International Version, which I'm reading here, it misses a word from the Hebrew. The ESV, yes, has it. The King James and others have this word. And it is, before it says it was very good, the word is behold. Oh, you got to have that word in there. Behold, look, see. It's like, who is God saying behold to? In a, to now Adam and Eve. You know, together, behold. And behold, it was me'od tov. Very good. Now, the word very, I mean, I'm going to use the word good. It's a good word. We know what it means, but it gets lost. We say very, very, very. Me'od in Hebrew. Exceedingly. Up to abundance. Oh, I like this one. With muchness. And behold, it was with muchness good. That you feel that a lot more than very. That's what's in there. With muchness or to a great, great degree. Very good. Behold, it's like God is saying to now us, Adam and Eve, human beings in his image. He's saying, look up. Yes, at the sky, the stars, the moon, the sun. Look around. At the trees. I like trees. At the plants. At the snow. Yes, at creation. At everything. At the waters. Look around. And then, sixth day, look at one another. You, me, we bear the image of God because he created us to bear and reflect his image. He says, look up, look around, look at one another. Me'od tov. Very good. Let's pray. Lord, we know this is only chapter one. We know things changed in history, and they change as we read in the Bible as we go on. But, oh, it's good to just pause when things are and were very good. Me'od tov, really perfect. Lord, help us look to you and help us appreciate your creation and then give you thanks for it, for food, our daily bread. And, Lord, help us look at one another and those who don't know you, who don't even know that they were made in your image, who don't know that you sent Jesus to restore them and us to that perfect image in Christ. Lord, help us look at one another as image bearers with love and awe for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.